What's up, y'all? This your boy, Jay Ross from www.jrosstv.com. Podcast style, y'all. Broadcasting live from the basement, y'all. Man, today we're going to talk about some stuff, man, that's just like everything is politically correct now. You know, I had accidentally, didn't know it, but I said the word midget in front of some diminutive people, and tell y'all the background story. Y'all let me know what you think, because everything is so touchy-feely sensitive now. So, man, I don't know. I feel like a fish out of water, y'all. Be back in a minute after this commercial, y'all, and we'll talk about it. Peace.
Are you blessed with perfect pitch? Then Sunday Best is looking for you. It's an all-new season of competition.
Hooray.
So bring your amen game to one of these cities. Dallas, Texas. Washington, D.C. Atlanta, Georgia. St. Louis, Missouri. For more information, call 877-711-8811, extension 101. Or go to BET.com.
BET Sunday Best.
Only on BET.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Jay Ross. Back on the set, y'all. Once again, we're broadcasting at www.jrosstv.com, podcast style. And today, man, we're going to talk about politically incorrectness or politically correct, however you want to go about talking it. And here goes a scenario, man. Y'all tell me if I'm right or wrong, everybody. Now, be sure to chime in. Y'all leave some comments and all that type of noise. Now check this out. I got a buddy. He's a musician with Circus du Soleil, you know, the big circus out of Canada. I mean, they top of the line. Now, they were doing a little thing down in Miami at the Civic Center, at the arena. So my buddy, he hit me up, you know, hey, Jay Ross, hey, dog, I got four tickets, man, if you want to bring the fam down, man. Matter of fact, you know, just out of love, I'm going to get you some plane tickets, man. Y'all come down, hang out for a week or so. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Half tickets, we'll travel, dog, it's on. All right, you know, we pack up, we roll out. That's a whole nother story, though. We'll talk about that one some other time about women and traveling. All right, we get the flight, y'all. We get down there. My boy pick us up and everything. We get settled in. So the next day, we go to the Civic Center. You know, they doing Circus du Soleil rehearsal. So, of course, we down in the catacombs of the arena. You know, all the artists and all the thespians or whatever you like to call them there, the musicians. We just rapping and all that. So we just talking. And then I see this white Escalade rolling up. I mean, one of them big long dogs, you know, chromed out, you know, with the pearls in it. I'm like, oh, man, that's tight. So dude roll up. He hops out. Now, the cat, you know, he a midget. You know what I'm saying? Now, I didn't know what to say. You know, back when I was growing up, we just said midget. So I said, hey, man, I told my wife and my son and my daughter. I was like, hey, man, that a midget? And they looked at me like, dude, you can't say that, man. My son, they cracking up. My wife turning red and all that type of noise. She a black woman, y'all, but she light skinned. So I just say she turning red. So my partner look at me. We just going to call him Pookie. He look at me like, dude, man, you tripping, man. You making me look bad. I was like, oh, man, I apologize. You know, I didn't know in this day and age you can't say midget. So I was like, hey, man, you know. So little dude roll up. We just rapping. And you know, I made my apologies, so we just talking about nothing. I said, hey, man, that's a cold Escalade, dude. So he was like, man, you ought to get you one, Jay Ross. You know, and man, and, you know, my standard response to everything growing up, you know, and I'm just bowling and, you know, just keeping the conversation going. So he was like, dude, you ought to go and snatch you one up, man. They like $40,000-$50,000. I'm like, oh, man, my money's shorter than the midget in quicksand. Oh, Lord, why did I say that? I mean, man, it's like I just done stepped on some eggs, man, or something. Boy, everybody looking at me all twisted. My wife kind of like tapped me on the arm like, what are you tripping? You know, the kids on the floor, you know. It was funny to me. So the dude get offended and everything. I'm trying to apologize, man. I said, man, I'm a Neanderthal, man, in a new age, digital age, man. So, you know, you got to pardon me, man, for just saying stuff, you know, because I didn't know you couldn't say midget or oriental or, you know, whatever. You can't say nothing no more, you know, because when I was growing up, you were fat, they called you fat, you know, unless they were trying to be funny. If you was fat, they called you skinny. Now, people my age group, generation, they know what I'm talking about. They had a big nose like me. I got a big nose. So they used to always tell me, hey, man, don't get on the elevator with Jay Ross. He gonna suck all the air out the building. You know, everybody gonna faint, die. You know, well, that was funny. You know, yeah, you know, man, your mama's so fat. Your mama's so this. But, like, now you can't say nothing. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, hey, man, I almost said, hey, little man, you know, but you can't even say that. Hey, man, I apologize, man. Like I said, man, it's no hard feelings. I wasn't trying to, you know, cap off on you, you know, or jone you down or nothing, man. But I'm tripping, like, this dude just got out the Escalade, but I'm figuring, like I said now, this Circus du Soleil, they one of the top-of-the-line circus as far as pageantry and decorations and everything. I mean, you know, the things they do are, like, 10 times better than the regular circus. But, you know, me being old school, I'm thinking, like, regular circus. I'm like, this is the cat going to be in one of them little bitty cars, you know, like a burr inside one of them little bitty race cars. But everything just went left. Man, I mean, people walking up like kind of rolling their eyes at me. Of course, I'm strapped. You know, I ain't going nowhere without my CCW. And we just talking. So I told my wife, I said, look here, man, I'm gonna go up to the hotel or something, man. I might ride down on South Beach or whatnot. Just chill, man. Because, you know, every time I open my mouth, I'm messing something up, you know. So little dude was like, man, you know, ain't no hard feelings. Once I get off, man, you know, I drive you around. We can go down there and chill. So, you know, of course, me, man, coming from the loo and always joking. I said, what y'all going to put me in, like, the midget post office on, you know, Dead or Alive? Oh, man. Little dude reared up on me, man. Little cat reared up, talking big talk. And I was like, hey, man, I apologize, man. I'm just sorry, man. I keep apologizing for things that I thought were cool. Stuff you just can't say no more, man. So I just want to send out a cautionary tale to some of you folks, boy, who just old school, just like, you know, just plain talking, plain speaking Americans, dog. Just talk. Some stuff we just can't say no more, man, you know. But I see everybody running around here. Well, they use the N-word so prevalent, and they got this, they call them fags and gays and lesbians. I mean, this stuff here, they just say out plain now. Now, back when I was growing up, or, you know, in my heyday, that kind of stuff we couldn't say, you know. And then, like, even on the respect tip, back when I was growing up, you see people walking down the street, especially adults, you know, you got out the way. You know, if you're standing in the middle of the sidewalk or whatnot, people coming up the street, might be going grocery shopping or just walking, you just get out the way and say, how you doing, Miss Such and Such, Miss Such and Such? Now, these little young cats don't even move, you know. They wanted you to challenge them. But, hey, let me tell y'all what happened real quick on this. Little girl. I don't even remember her name now because she grew up and went on. But one day, I remember she was 9. So I heard a bunch of commotion outside in front of the house. So I go to the door and I'm like, hey, you kind of loud. And she was like, F you. I said, excuse me? She said, F you. All right, you 9, but you want to be grown? Okay, I'm grown, but I want to be 9. So I'm like, F you back. Now, I know y'all finna say, J. Ross, that's politically incorrect. You can't talk to kids like that. Well, you can't talk to kids back when I was growing up like that. These kids nowadays, you can talk like that. Because if you don't, you're going to get twisted. So she was like, I'm going to go get my daddy. I was like, go get that. You know, hey, go get. I'm going to be sitting right here. You know, and all this to say, you know, now before she moved, you know, she got a little older. She used to walk by. How you doing, Mr. Ross? I guess what I'm saying is this, man. When these kids challenge you, man, especially these young kids, you know, don't be like, oh, that's so cute. And that's so then. But I ain't going to even go there, though, y'all. I'm just going to leave it alone, you know. Once again, y'all, this your boy J. Ross down in the basement in St. Louis. But you can find me at www.jrosstv.com. This is the podcast page, y'all. But on the site, y'all, we got some of everything. We got Let Me Tell You Something. You ought to check that one out. Videos of how you rolling out. We also have J. Ross at the Movie, where I get my movie reviews. And just so happened today, went to see Steve Harvey's new movie, Think Like a Man. I ain't had so much fun laughing in a long time. And I thought it was going to be one of them old girly shows, girly flicks. And, of course, the men get dog, always looking dumb and like buffoons. But it turned out to be halfway decent. You know, I can see how the outcome could have been phrased that way, but not for me. But I feel you. But once again, y'all, we're going to let y'all roll. Thank y'all for listening and check the sponsors out. Go to the site, leave your email address, and you get the free newsletter every month. And once again, J. Ross TV, jrosstv.com. That's www.jrosstv.com. Go to the podcast page and all that. I'm out, y'all.
I'm your son. And as you well know, I can barely focus on one thing at a time. So between mowing the lawn and football, I choose football. Sorry, Robert. $5 doesn't buy my undivided attention. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, you might end up with a financial buzz cut. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects your home, car, and boat like Allstate.